Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, January 5th, 2016, and we are at CES again today, just like we will be for the rest of the week. And with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
It's going great, Jeff.
Awesome. That makes me happy to hear. Also, John F. Braun. How are you, John?
Fantastic, after having had my caffeine intake.
I totally get that, and it's great to have you here today, too. And this is the first time you've been at CES with us, which is really cool. So it's good to have you here. And, hey, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Casper, the mattress company. And Brian and I were talking yesterday about Casper and how much we were missing having our Casper mattresses.
I want
here.
My Casper mattress back.
Oh, man, Brian, I feel your pain. I climbed back in bed last night in my hotel bed and laid there for a minute. Glad I was laying down, but like really sad that it wasn't on my Casper mattress. It's crazy how much of a difference it makes.
Yep.
Yeah, for those of you that aren't familiar with Casper, they make really high-end mattresses at really affordable prices. And what they do is they do this hybrid thing where they mix together a bunch of, or laminate together a bunch of different types of foam. So you get the right amount of support and the right amount of flex so that it feels good without not feeling restrictive, and you don't have to worry about feeling like you're overheating. And it doesn't matter what you're doing in bed, if it's sleeping or, you know, something else. It has the right amount of support and the right amount of bounce, if you know what I mean. Anyhow, I have one of the queen size Caspers and absolutely love it. It's an $850 mattress, but man, you'd have to pay so much more to get it from someone else. And they can keep the cost down because they don't have a showroom. They just ship it to you. And it's really cool because it comes in a box that uses Timeler technology, so it's bigger on the inside. And once you get the mattress out, it just kind of does its thing. It expands out, and you're done. It's wonderful. I absolutely love mine. Now, what I also love is that Casper loves all of you, dear listeners, so much that that they're offering everyone a $50 discount. So what you can do is go to their website, which is casper.com/TDO for TMO Daily Observations, and pick out a mattress there, and you'll get $50 off, and you don't pay any shipping either, which is absolutely wonderful. They even give you a 100-day test window, which you're not going to need because you're going to start sleeping on it and just love it. And I speak from experience. So head over to their website, casper.com/TDO, and get yourself $50 off an amazing mattress. I really miss mine. I want mine now.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
I want mine, though, not yours.
No, I understand. It's, you know, it's a proprietary sort of thing. I get it. So, Casper, thank you for being our sponsor today yet again. All right. Now, last night, we were able to start checking out some CES products. And the event was CES Unveiled. And there were a lot of companies there showing off a lot of interesting things. And I thought that we should just talk about some of the things that we found at the event that were interesting to us. And John, since this is your first time at CES with us, I thought we'd start with you.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. You know, it is not my first time at this event because they do have versions of this out east. Manhattan.
But this is the only one that counts because we're here.
It is much larger. And somebody told me, so I walk into this room and it's like, it must be like 10 times larger than the one they have in Manhattan. And I was told this is going to be the smallest event I'm going to attend. So,
okay,
I'm going to prepare to be overwhelmed here. That has been my
that's
reservation
nice
about
there.
CES is that it's huge. Anyways, the first thing that caught my eye here is something that I think would be of interest to any iOS user who has had to use Wi-Fi or cellular data, in that sometimes doesn't quite work. I've had this, and I think we've all had this, where your Wi-Fi connection is flaky, your LTE or 3G connection is flaky. I've certainly had this. And there's a company, Speedify, and to encapsulate what they do, so they have released their product for different platforms. The most recent is iOS. And to try to explain what it does, I would say that it wraps up in a VPN a reliable Wi-Fi and or LTE connection. And that's the unique thing here, is that it can blend the two of them, assuming that they're working properly, so you can get the benefit of both. To me, that just seemed to be a very clever concept. Also, in light of, you know, some missteps Apple had, for example, the Wi-Fi Assist and things like that, which I would argue Apple may have perhaps not executed quite as well as these guys do. So you can actually check it out. You can get their app for free. They have, you know, a free option, and you can also, you know, the more data you need, you can pay them. I'm going to try the app on my phone right now. But
yeah, the thing I liked about it when they were explaining it was that you no longer have to think about which one of my interfaces that gets me out to the internet is going to be the most efficient for what I need to do right now, because it figures it out for you. And so it jumps between Wi-Fi and LTE and 4G and whatever without you ever knowing what it's doing or needing to know what it's doing. And it's just really slick. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, too. Yeah. Brian, do you have anything that that caught your eye?
Yes, I'm going to jump straight to Marbotix so that you can't beat me to it. Because fine, that's how I roll.
Fine.
They're doing, they're called, oh, my goodness. They're called something letters. And, yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad one of us is like semi-prepared here. I can't believe I can't remember. Smart letters. Yeah, smart letters. Right. And it's actually smart letters and smart numbers. Long story short, these are wooden toys with in the shape of the alphabet or the numerals 0 through 9, and you press down with these wooden letters. You're a kid, by the way. This is for kids, you know.
I enjoyed it, too. But, yeah, I know it's for kids.
And you press down on the app on your iPad with these wooden blocks. And that serves to input the number or the letter that's needed to, you know, complete the simple math problem or to play with letters and like find out words that begin with those letters, that sort of thing. So yeah, this is aimed at like a 2.5 and up. I think the box said three and up, but they say it's actually 2.5 and up. And I love these things. They're high quality. They're wooden. You know, always, you know, something about a wooden toy that's yeah, certainly a lot of fun. But the biggest thing about it is, like, you know, there's so many great education apps for iPad in particular. But this one, to me, takes cause and effect up to a new level. So a kid's just not tapping on the screen, right?
Right.
A kid is choosing the right number or the right letter and pressing down. You actually have to press down on the screen with this wooden letter. And when they do it, it's like they're stamping that letter onto the screen, and it's like I said, it's that cause and effect. And I haven't seen kids play with it yet, but I just think that kids would light up with this thing.
Well, you saw me play with it.
Well, that's true.
And I sure lit up.
I did see you. Definitely one of my favorite things I saw at CES unveiled.
Cool. All right, the one of the things that really stood out to me last night, This is actually like a follow-up to last year. So, Brian, do you remember last year when we saw the ReSound hearing aids?
Yes.
And we were both totally blown away with those.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so for people that don't remember the ReSound hearing aids from last CES, they're these really high-tech hearing aids that you can control in real time with your iPhone. So you get your hearing aids, you pop them in, and then you can use an app on your iPhone that lets you direct where you're getting the sound from. It lets you refine the hearing aids so that maybe you're getting better audio for music or better audio for spoken word. And then it can use your iPhone microphone and kind of do some dynamic changes. What they have now, which I think is just brilliant, they've added in an Apple Watch app. And you wouldn't think, oh, Apple Watch app, okay, big deal. Or what it really means is that now you have this subtle way to have very fine level control over your hearing aids, and you can monitor what your hearing aids are doing just from your wrist, and watching the way they were able to control the hearing aids was just so cool because they have so much control in a little stamp size interface. I was just really blown away.
Yes.
Yes. All right, John.
All right, number two. This is a vendor that I've worked with before, but they've introduced a new feature here, which I think is pretty interesting. And that is Tracker, T-R-A-C-K-R. They make a small device that you can use to track your stuff. There are several people that make this here, but what they introduced is something called Tracker Atlas. So it takes it to the next level here, and that it looks to be a combination of a device that you can plug into the wall and also a piece of software. But one issue with a lot of these tracking devices is that if you get beyond a certain range, typically 100 or so feet, you might as well not be able to find anything because that's the range of the radio, typically Bluetooth. This is, I would say, kind of like a booster or a platform where you can install additional sensors. So you showed me this, where you have one plugged in the wall here, and it could actually help you map your house, for example. So if you plug these little boosters in around your house, and then you identify the area, if it does find something that you have lost, and it's within range of at least one of these booster guys, then it'll tell you. So it could say, oh, well, John, you left your keys in the living room or the dining room or the bedroom or wherever. The nice thing, too, in the spirit of working with others and playing with others, which is always good, is that they will also work with other, the Tracker Atlas platform will work with not only Tracker devices, but other, I don't have a list here, but they promised me that it works with other devices. So that's good because, you know, fragmentation and proprietary stuff, that's never any fun here. So hats off to them that they're expanding their platform. And the nice thing, too, is that actually the last one that I had, I actually misplaced. So they gave me another one.
Jeff, you could use this to keep better track of your pants. You could have done that this morning, in fact.
Actually, yeah, that would have been really handy. Really handy. All right, that's cool. Brian, do you have something else?
I absolutely do. Qrad. I'm so in love with this concept. Name of the company is, I don't know, something else. Being a top man, I don't actually have
top
my notes.
Man.
But Qrad is the name of their product. This is a French company. What they've done is they've built a supercomputer into a radiator. And the idea is that they're going to use what is normally waste heat in a data center. And they're going to put it in your house. And they're going to heat your house or at least a room. I think each one will do up to 20 cubic meters. So the idea here's the idea. It is a supercomputer. You're buying the device, but then they're paying for your electricity. And what they're doing is they're using distributed processing across the interwebs to send enough work to the device that is in your home to produce exactly the amount of heat that you have set.
That's actually pretty cool. All right, but now here's my question.
Yeah.
If you're taking all this data and you're pushing it out to someone's supercomputer radiator, is it secure? I mean, can someone like hack into the radiator and get that data?
They say no, but you know, that's what they would say.
Of course.
But everything is encrypted. They're basically doing something similar to the old SETI at home thing, where no one has the complete computation. No one computer has the complete computation. They're breaking everything up into small bits and sending it out. There's, I would assume, a certain a level of redundancy involved, too.
That makes sense.
And everything is encrypted. So they say no. I personally immediately started thinking about writing a fictional story where someone uses this to break into a bank.
I'm looking forward to the story.
And steal some money. But my guess is that it actually probably is fairly secure. They already have banks signed up in addition to other clients. Now, this is still really, really early days. Here's the downside. You got to pay $3,500 for this heater. And you may be saying to yourself, well, that's just a lot of money to be paying to heat a room. It's true. But in, you know, 5, 6, 10 years, because they're paying for all the electricity this device uses, that heater will pay for itself. And my question to anyone who is thinking that that's a lot of money for a heater, show me the heater, the other heater on the market that will actually pay for itself in any amount of time. And the answer is none. None more heaters. Yeah. So and it's also the above and beyond the strict monetary aspect of this. There is the fact that they're taking what is normally a problem, which is waste heat that has to be cooled, and you know money has to be spent eliminating this waste heat from data centers. They're turning that into an asset, which has potentially huge ramifications for the environment. I mean, you know, there's certainly potentially scalability issues, and this isn't like some sort of home run by any stretch of the imagination. And they only have 350 units of these running so far. This is still early, early days. But it is a fascinating idea, and I am massively intrigued, and I'm going to be writing about it today.
Awesome. Awesome. And it was really cool looking, too.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't cool looking. It looked like a box fan with a radiator grill.
Okay. The promo shot they had made it look really cool. But you're right. Now that I think about it, it did look just like a box fan.
Yeah. You know, it's not going to look pretty on your wall, but that's not the point. They're paying for the – you're going to heat your home without paying for the juice. Just – I like this idea. Of course, you know, if you have a big enough house, you'd have to have several of them. So now you're putting $20,000 for the heaters in your home. But whatever. It's still early days.
Right.
And right. I'm intrigued.
Okay. So the next thing that I saw that I just got way too excited about, probably inappropriately excited, came from Sphero. And these are the people that do the little ball robots. And they're the people that made the BB-8 little toy robot that's been so big through this holiday season. And
it's called the Force Band. I beat you to it. Ha ha.
I hate you. Anyhow.
Spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers, sweetie. Anyhow, so they have this new thing that, and this is actually the only product we've talked about so far that is not shipping, which is rare for CES. The Force Band is going to be available this fall. And what it is a wristband that you put on, and it has motion sensors built into it. And then it uses Bluetooth to talk to your BB-8. And so as you gesture with your hand, it moves BB-8 around. And it was really cool. And it was really cool. I just loved it. So don't know pricing yet.
There is no pricing yet.
That would be why we don't know pricing
yet.
It's
going to ship in the fall. Right. They didn't specify a time.
Right. Just this fall. And, so they said they would get us one this fall so we can test it out and let people know what it's really like.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is definitely a cool factor thing. It's not like it's going to set the world on fire.
No, it's just really, really cool.
Yeah. Being able to control your BB-8 from your wrist instead of your phone, you know, I mean, you know, as you're playing with your BB-8, you know, most people are probably saying, oh my God, this would be so much cooler if I just didn't have to, you know, I mean,
right.
It's still,
I mean, what's the first thing you think when you start playing with your BB-8?
If only I could do it with my wrist.
Exactly.
No, but it is certainly, I don't know. Everybody that was looking at it was excited.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to add to that, I asked them about one of the big issues that I have with my BB-8, and it's that within 10 minutes of having it, my BB-8 had already run itself into a wall and broke one of its antennas off. And I thought, well, that's crap. And I wanted a replacement head. Well, you can't get them. What they told me last night is that's coming soon. Production on the spare heads is underway. And so if your BB-8 decapitated itself and you can't figure out where the head went, or if the antennas broke off and you just want to buy a replacement head, not a problem. We're going to be able to do that very soon.
They also showed the battle-worn BB-8. That was effectively, we were all focused on the force band, but they've got a new model of the BB-8 that's not shiny, and looks more like the one that's in the movie, for what that's worth.
That's right. That was the one that was in the case. And it looked really cool. So that's great. I have my nice shiny BB-8, and pretty soon I have to buy a second one, so I have my battle damage BB-8. Well done, Sphero. Hey, we are out of time. I'd love to keep talking, but we are so out of time, so we're just going to have to wrap up. John, thank you for joining me today.
No problem.
It's great to have you here. Brian, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
You're the best. You're the best. And Casper, thank you for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, casper.com/TDO, and get yourself $50 off an amazing mattress. You can't sleep in my bed, but you can sleep in a bed like mine, so you might as well. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow with more updates from CES 2016.